everybody. Welcome to Where's the Popcorn? I'm your host, Simon Poole, and today I'm going to talk about Suicide Squad. And that's the first Suicide Squad, not the second one.
Where?
Let's just say I put him in a hole and threw away the hole.
There's rumors, Amanda, that some of them have abilities.
Oh, yeah. I have seen things. Maybe Superman was some kind of beacon for them to creep back from the shadows. I want to assemble a task force of the most dangerous people on the planet who I think can do some good.
They're bad guys.
Exactly. And if anything goes wrong, we blame them. We have built-in deniability.
What makes you think you can control them?
Because getting people to act against their own self-interest is what I do for a living.
They start by letting you know almost straight away about Superman and how they want to try to avoid having evil super beings. They also needed to make sure that people understood that this is a movie universe by having Batman and the Flash in this movie too. So you have Amanda Waller, who is played by Viola Davis, talking to some political type people, trying to sell them on the idea of having a group of bad people to make a super group. This group consists of Deadshot, Harley Quinn, Boomerang, Diablo, Killer Croc, and Enchantress. Also later, someone called Katana arrives too. All these characters get a small 2, maybe 3 minute origin story clip. Later on, you see there is another character on the team called Slipknot, not the band, by the way. So, seems he didn't get an origin clip made me know he was going to get killed pretty soon. Almost no one in the Suicide Squad are metahumans, even though Amanda Waller says they are. Technically, only one of them has powers, and that's Diablo, who can shoot fire. I don't know if you'd consider Killer Croc to be a metahuman or not, but you can add him if you want. Killer Croc doesn't look intimidating at all. He's not CGI'd, so looks nothing like he does in the Arkham game and series, and he also wears a hoodie. A hoodie! To me, the only thing this Killer Croc looks like he could do is get an Asbo. And I'm from the UK, you can look it up if you want, or trust me on it. Also, I understand trying to have a different Joker because all of the live-action Jokers up to this point have been great, but did we really need to make the Joker look like he just got rejected from an audition to be in Black Veil Brides? This is one of those things where if the main person, this being Amanda Waller, just stayed at home and did nothing, then they would have been no bad guy. This means that if Amanda Waller hadn't recruited Enchantress, Enchantress wouldn't have had a chance to find her brother, set him free, and have the brother cause havoc. So, instead of calling Batman, Flash or Superman, they call on the Suicide Squad to save the day, which makes sense. So, Enchantress is the bad guy. She's sort of like a Hulk character, meaning she is a normal human with a super entity living inside her, that is. The squad are on their way to take out Enchantress and her brother, who is named Incubus, not the band, by the way. Wow, that's another band name. Anyway, the journey from point A to point B from this point involved helicopter crashes, fighting zombie-like creatures, a Joker appearance, oh no, Joker's dead, oh wait, no he isn't, type thing. The squad taking 5 to have a bevy at the local pub. They talk about family so they can humanize the good bad guys, and so they can also do the I lost one family, I'm not losing another line later. So, they arrive to save the day. The Enchantress, who is played by Cara Delevingne, is moving weirdly, like doing a weird hula hoop without the hoop. I have no idea what the director or writer asked Cara to do, but here we are. The ending is a basic superhero movie ending, a big battle that the good guys, or bad guys in this case, win with a superhero or villain in this case, sacrificing themselves, that being Diablo, who does die after taking out Incubus. I also find it weird that they managed to make Harley Quinn's shorts shorter post-filming, but they did a horrible job with Henry Cavill's facial hair for Justice League. I know that Suicide Squad isn't made by the same people as Justice League, but it's still under the Warner Bros. Umbrella. The third movie in the DCEU behind Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman, so let's go through the problems. A team-up movie in a third movie? The third? I'd understand a little if it was the 11th, but this is the third. Also, if you're new to the DC franchise, going into the DCEU, who are these people? Yeah, we had a somewhat origin story, but it was short, and yeah, Harley's and Deadshot's origin got some shine. But all I learned from this is Harley, Joker and Deadshot are Batman villains and Captain Boomerang is Flash's villain. Who is Diablo, Killer Croc, Slipknot? Who's Amanda Waller? Why does she have all this power to make a Suicide Squad? There is a possibility I've blinked and missed these answers, but I highly doubt it. It felt like that they only released this movie just because Marvel made Guardians of the Galaxy. With Guardians of the Galaxy, you didn't need an origin story because they didn't have any first-hand links with any of the MCU characters. What they should have done is made this movie maybe the 15th or 16th movie in the DCEU, so you can have these villains have the origin in the relevant movies, similar to the upcoming MCU movie, The Thunderbolts. Just like most DCEU movies, it was too rushed to say, hey, we have a whole universe of characters that we've had access to for decades, but we are going to show you in over 3 years. Also, the main villain is British again. I mean, come on. Although I probably shouldn't complain, being a British voice actor myself, a villain role would probably be my bread and butter. There's an Ayer cut that seems to be out there, similar to the Snyder cut, and it sounds like it is a better version than this Warner Bros. Cut. So I hope we find out, but with how Warner Brothers, or shall I say, David Sass, you're having a love, we probably won't. Do you agree with everything I said? Do you think that this is the best movie in the DCEU? Am I being too harsh? Let me know on enter the social media website here, which basically just means anywhere, at @not_n_WNC. I'm Simon Paul. This has been Where's the Popcorn, and I hope to talk to you again real soon. Take care.
For tuning into this episode proudly presented by the APNM Group, a subsidiary of Alja Productions, LLC. We strive to produce content that informs, entertains, and adds value to your day. We value your input and would be delighted to hear your thoughts in the comments about this episode. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please engage with us in the comments section or via our social media platforms. Your feedback helps us shape our content and uncover new topics that matter to our listeners. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask that you rate and review this show on your preferred podcast platform. Sharing this podcast with friends and family helps us reach more listeners and continue delivering content you enjoy. For more information about the podcast, the host, or our parent company, please visit the link in this episode's description. Also visit us on YouTube and Rumble to see and hear every content produced by Alja Productions. Thank you once again for your time and support. Until next time, stay tuned and stay inspired.